This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The following is an encore presentation of Inside Out Weight Loss, iTunes' top weight loss podcast since it began in 2007. If you'd like to learn more about my programs and access free resources and online classes, visit InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we'll be accessing the control panel of your mind-body system to bring ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. If you want to build a house, you must first create the plans, and those plans must be detailed plans in order for the builder to build your home. And so we went into creating those detailed plans, creating those plans at the level of not just what it is that you want on the outside, how you want to look, how you want to be in the world, what size clothes you might want to be in, but really what are the behaviors that allow you to be that way. Does any part of you at all object to having what it is that you want? Notice any physical sensations in your body, any sensations, any discomfort, any part of you object? And I've heard all sorts of objections, really valid objections. Anything from the client who said, well, you know what? If I had what I wanted, if I were slim and fit and healthy, if I finally lost these last 15 pounds, I think it was for her, she said, well, then I'd have some kind of other problem because my Jewish mother always said to me, everybody's got a something, everybody's got their problems. Right now, before we go any further today, I'd like to take this opportunity to set an intention for your journey. I'd like you to take a moment to think about what it is that you intend to get out of this journey that you're on, out of your joining me for Inside Out Weight Loss. What is it that you want? Is it that your intention is to learn? Is it to attain weight mastery? To become naturally slender? To release a certain amount of weight by a certain date? Whatever it is, set that intention now. And as you're doing that, I'd like to share my intention for this show, for Inside Out Weight Loss, is to enable you to have what it is that you want by providing tools and inspiration. My further intention is to end the weight struggle and free you to thrive in the rest of your life. Now, how's that group thing going? I keep on talking about this group business, getting together with friends of yours or colleagues, listening to the program together like in study groups. Have you set one up? Have you talked to somebody? Are you sharing what you learn? Even if you're a lone ranger, group support will take you to the next level. I know, because I was a lone ranger for a long time. I hated the idea of group support. And that was until I had thoroughly convinced myself I was absolutely and utterly incapable of solving my weight problem on my own. That's when I got together with others. That's when I sought help. So think about it. It's not required, just desired. So far in Inside Out Weight Loss, we've talked about how to set up your motivation base, how to get you going, not just rearing out of the gate, but with the stamina and the resilience to go the long run as a naturally slender person. We've talked about towards and away from motivation, that these are two kinds of motivators that will be very powerful for you. We described creating your away from motivation, and you even received the worksheet if you've subscribed to this show. which is called How Do You Know You Want to Change? We walked through a series of questions to really get you clear and get you going on what it is that you don't want, what it is that you powerfully want to move away from. Then we talked about what it is that you do want, what it is that pulls you forward. What do you want to create? What's your towards motivation? And within towards motivation, we spent a great deal of time talking about your dream, dreaming your dream. We even talked about the process of dreaming. On the last episode, I shared how Walt Disney created his dreams, how he turned them into a multimedia empire that spans the globe. Simply through a process of dreaming, planning, and then criticizing. That Disney's genius was really in separating his critic from his dreamer. They were in separate rooms and a long way away from one another. The critic was used at the end of the process only to reveal areas that could cause the program to fail. And then the dreamer was called back in to dream up a solution to the problem. On the last episode, we also went on a guided journey for you to go into the details of having what you want. Because, as we've been talking about, if you want to build a house, you must first create the plans. And those plans must be detailed plans in order for the builder to build your home. And so we went into creating those detailed plans, creating those plans at the level of not just what it is that you want on the outside, how you want to look, how you want to be in the world, what size clothes you might want to be in, but really what are the behaviors that allow you to be that way. And I'm here to tell you that there are no secrets. There's no magic formula or pill to being slim, fit, and healthy. The formula is very simply calories in versus calories out equals weight gain or loss. If you burn more than you take in, you will reduce your weight. If you burn less than you take in, you'll store the extra calories as fat. That's the formula. There's no magic pill. There's not even a lucky metabolism. And we will go into that whole metabolism question on a future episode. So there are certain behaviors that you're going to have to take. Inside-out weight loss is a very powerful journey to allow you to become naturally slender. But I don't have a secret recipe that will allow you to eat cakes and donuts on the sofa all day and still be slim, fit, and healthy. Doesn't work that way. So last episode, we went through a journey where you thought about the kinds of behaviors that you'll be taking to be slim, fit, and healthy. And not just the kinds of behaviors, but the way that you'll be thinking, what goes on in your brain. How do you feel in your body? What kinds of things do you say to yourself? And even beyond that, we covered the kinds of things that you believe about yourself, that you are naturally slender, that you are slim, fit, and healthy. Who are you? What's your identity that you're slim, fit, and healthy? And even beyond that, how do you renew yourself that you're slim, fit, and healthy? How do you connect with Source or Spirit or even your higher self to renew? What would it be like to be your higher self, to be Source or Spirit? And in that context, all of those other things in terms of who you are and what you believe and how you think and feel and talk to yourself, and how you behave, and how you look, take on a new meaning. This week, we're going to be talking about what it is that's been holding you back from creating this. We're going to be talking about creating the kind of inner alignment that enables the universe to bow down at your feet, to create and manifest the desires that you hold. There's no more powerful force in the universe for change than inner alignment, when all of you wants the same thing. We're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. We'll be right back. Hi gang, Renee here again. If you're looking for the Inside Out Weight Loss Worksheets, you can find them free of charge at my website, InsideOutWeightLoss.com. That's InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Before the break, we were talking about what it is that you want, what your dream is. And now, as you're thinking about that, let me ask you this. Thinking about what it is that you want, thinking about the kind of you that you are creating now, that you so much want, perhaps you've dreamed about it for years, thinking about that, imagining trying it on, imagine actually being that way. You're slim, you're attractive, you're healthy, you're fit, whatever it is that you want, energetic, no more blood pressure medication, no more insulin, no more diabetes, whatever it is that you want to create, health, wellness, well-being, thinking about that. I want you to imagine for a moment that you step into it. I want you to imagine for a moment that you have that. In fact, if you're in a place where you can do this, you can actually stand up and imagine a you who already has what you want right there in front of you. Now, this person has exactly what you want. Somehow they've figured it out. You don't even necessarily know how they've gotten there. You don't necessarily know the steps that they took. But there's something about this you, this evolving you, this you who's slightly ahead of you in the future, who's already achieved your desire, that tells you that they've got this one covered. You can trust them. Now you imagine that person in front of you, and in a moment, you're going to step into that person. In a moment, you'll step in and become that person. Doing this on the floor, standing up, is a great thing to do. But if you're not in a place where you can do that, you can simply imagine doing it in your head. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Step in. Be the person that you want to be and notice what it's like. Feel the way it feels to have what you want. This is it. This is what you have been dreaming of. You've got it now. And as you're here, I'd like you to think and notice very carefully. Do you like it? Really? Do you like it? Now, that may seem like a funny question to ask, but the reality is that if all of you wanted it, you'd already have it by now. So there must be a part of you that isn't so excited about it. Maybe not, may not. I've had clients come to me who are already in alignment and simply want my support in moving forward. But think about it. Does any part of you at all object to having what it is that you want? Notice any physical sensations in your body, any sensations, any discomfort, any part of you object? And I've heard all sorts of objections, really valid objections. Anything from the client who said, well, you know what? If I had what I wanted, if I were slim and fit and healthy, if I finally lost these last 15 pounds, I think it was for her, she said, well, then I'd have some kind of other problem because my Jewish mother always said to me, everybody's got a something. Everybody's got their problems. If not, better the problems you know than the ones you don't know. So if you got a one that isn't so bad, keep it. That was her objection. I've had other clients who've had other kinds of objections. For example, I've had one client who was in a wonderful relationship. In fact, she was engaged to be married. This was, I believe, her second marriage, and she was very excited because he was a wonderful man. She was very much in love with him and really excited about marrying him. And as she thought about any part of her objecting to being slim, to dropping this last weight that she wanted to drop, she thought, you know what? I don't trust myself. Because when I've been slim in the past, I've gotten a lot of attention from men. And you know what? I haven't been very faithful. To past boyfriends and past relationships, I have not been very faithful. And I really don't want to screw this one up because I really love this guy. And so she was keeping herself a little bit overweight to be safe because she didn't trust herself. If she got attention from other men, she thought she might blow it with the guy that she has now. So there are all sorts of objections. I've had many clients who'll say, you know, I just don't feel safe. The other day, I was talking to some people about possibly working together, and one woman said to me, you know, the truth is that I do get a lot more attention from men when I'm slim, and I don't like it. And so being overweight is really safe for me. It's safe. So there are all sorts of layers of objections that people might have, all sorts of different types. And I simply want you, as you stand here imagining having what you want, to discover if you have any objections. Is there any part of you that objects? Because let's face it, if you really, all of you, were aligned and wanted this, it'd be easy as pie, so to speak. You would already be behaving the way you want to behave and doing what you want to do, and your body would show it. You'd have what you want. So, what is it in you that isn't so sure? Another way of looking at it is, what's really great about being overweight? What's really great about overeating? What's the upside of it? There's got to be something that you're getting out of it. Maybe it's, I had one client who called it a party in my mouth. I just want a party in my mouth. I've had other clients say, well, you know, it's comforting. I have had other clients who say, well, the one thing that my mother used to do for me was give me food, and I felt that I would betray her if I didn't eat it. All sorts of things that you might be getting out of being overweight. And so it's time now to notice those things, whatever it is that they are. Is it the party in your mouth? Is it as simple as that? Is it a matter of comfort or safety? Is it a matter of trusting yourself? Is it a matter of being afraid to break out of a belief system offered by your mother or your father? I've had clients who feel like, well, my mother was always suffering, so I need to suffer too, so that we can have that bond, that connection. That somehow I'm betraying her if I'm happy in the way I want to be if she's not. What is it? Notice. Simply notice it. And as you notice it in your body, I'd like you to notice the physical sensations that go with it. Physical sensations. Find it in your body, probably somewhere in your torso region. Take a moment. Where is it in your physical body? What are the physical sensations? If you can't tell where it is in your body, take a guess. If you're thinking that it's in your toe or in your ear, where would it be if it were somewhere in your torso? Because if it's in your toe or in your ear, that's a sign that you're somehow disconnected from your body. Emotions live in the torso. That's where they are. That's where they exist. That's where the organs and the endocrine system and all of the systems that create physiologically an emotional experience are. And so they're somewhere in there. So take a guess. If it were somewhere in your torso, where would it be? And simply notice it. And as you notice what it is inside of you that objects, I want you to simply thank that part of you for letting you know. Thank that part of you for letting you know what the objection is. And even if it seems silly to you or inconsequential, or if it's a little tiny peepee voice, no worries. Pay attention. We want to make this super easy for you. And the way we'll do that is by allowing all parts of you to participate in this process. And now that you know where it is in your body, I want you to imagine that you could actually take your two hands and hold this part of you and remove it from your body physically and hold it out in front of you so that you can see what it is. Hold it right there. Just take your hands, pull it out of your body, and look at it. What does it look like? Do you see a symbol or an image in front of you? What is it that you see there? Take your hands, pull it out, and look at it. What is it? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Even if it's silly or you don't understand it, what is it? Notice it. And say to it, thank you. I notice you here in front of me. I acknowledge you. Thank you. And now ask that part of you, say to it, you've been with me for some time now. I have a very important question to ask you. Please tell me, what is the gift that you have wanted to give me all of this time now? What is the gift that you have been trying to give me? And listen for the answer. The positive gift. The comfort, the safety, the freedom, the connection. Listen for that answer. And here you have your homework assignment, which is to write down that answer. Write it in your journal. And we'll be talking more about journals, but you might want to go ahead and buy a small journal, a fresh journal, your Inside Out Weight Loss Success Journal that you're going to be keeping by the side of your bed, where you're going to tuck in the worksheet, How Do You Know That You Want to Change? You're going to tuck in the other worksheets that you get. You're going to write in there, what is this part of you that objects and what is the gift that it's wanting to give you? And you say, when you know that gift to it, you say, well, thank you. I too want that gift. And together we're going to create new ways for me to have it that work even better than what's been going on in the past. We're going to create new ways because we can. We will bring in new resources. We will update. Because I know that you have been slogging along, struggling along, trying to give me this gift all of this time. And it hasn't been working so well. In fact, you may have started doing this back, way back when I was a kid, or in my teens, or when I had a child, or when something changed in my life. You've been doing this for a long time now. You're doing the very best that you can with dedication and persistence and loyalty. It's time to help you out, to get you some new resources. And I'll bet this part of you is delighted, saying, well, it's about time. My God, I've been waiting here. It's about time. And it is time. It's time to give that part of you new resources, to give it an update. We're almost out of time today. But before we go, I'd like to mention one more point. How often do we really take the time to try on for size what it is that we're wanting? So often, it's easy for us to say, oh my gosh, I'm jealous of so-and-so because they have such-and-such. This person has all this money. This person has the perfect body, and I'm jealous or I hate them for it. And yet, do we really stop to imagine what it would be like to have what they have? To try it on for size. Sometimes we spend so much time denying ourselves or feeling like, well, heck, I can't have that, so I'm going to be grumpy about it, that we forget to imagine what it would really be like to have it. And so that's why it's worthwhile taking the time to do what you've just done, which is try it on for size. Imagine what you want and see what it's like. Imagine all of the ways that it would be in your life, at the level of behavior and thoughts and feelings and identity and beliefs. What's it like? See if all of you really likes it. And in fact, if all of you really does want it, you're going to get it. If there's a part of you that's been holding you back, then we can change that. We can give that part those new resources. So today we tried on for size, the dream that we've been dreaming, to find out if there is a part of us that's been holding us back. That brings us to the end of our show. Join us next time as we go deeper into freeing you from what's been holding you back. We'll be talking about something called meta outcomes, or the goal of the goal, and how to truly resolve conflict from the inside out. And remember, you'll get out double or more of what you put into this journey, but you must put in to get out. Go to the blog at personallifemedia.com, click on Blogs and Renee, and post your comment. Recruit your friends to your group. Meet weekly and hold each other accountable. Share experiences and learnings and connect. Also, you can email me at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at personallifemedia.com or leave a message at 206-350-5333. I may play your question or comment on the air. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for being present. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at www.personallifemedia.com. There's loads of intriguing content. Join me. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves, because world peace begins with inner peace.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.